Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is hour number two. We are in Los Angeles. Great to have you here during the holidays. It's called The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Omicron is playing havoc with our bowl games and our sports leagues and our families. And we hope you are healthy wherever you are. And I got my booster shot last weekend, and for a day I was very warm, but feel great, cross my fingers on staying healthy throughout the holidays. So I know a lot of people are around with their families right now. There's a lot of choices. We appreciate you stopping by. Joy Taylor, who rocked it last week on this show. So you stayed around here for the whole weekend?
Yes, I worked.
Okay. Like you worked nonstop the whole weekend.
Well, not nonstop, nonstop. I had a little bit of a break, but so I went to the Lakers game Saturday night.
How was that?
It was fun.
Who'd they play?
They played the Nets.
Oh, that was the Brooklyn game.
Yeah.
Yeah. They lost that one, too.
They did, yes. But it was a good time. It was fun.
We call it Where Colin Was Right, Where Colin Was Wrong. We do it every Monday at this time. We look back at the last week, where I whiffed, where I nailed it, and here we go.
Where Colin Was Right?
Well, I've been saying this. Baker Mayfield, I'm sorry, he's not the guy. He has the most picks in the NFL since he was drafted. 54. He is literally hurting this franchise. It's one thing not to elevate your talent. It's another to hurt it. His judgment is terrible. His accuracy, that was his strength coming out of college. It's now a major liability. He throws behind everybody. His entire career, we're on four coaches now. His completion percentage is 62. His passer rating's 88. And he's 29-29. And don't kid yourself. This roster is excellent. That was the better roster at Lambeau Field. I'm not asking you to always elevate it, but you can't get in the way of a roster this good. And Andrew Berry, the GM, don't kid yourself. It's over. He's not getting the bag. They've made a decision.
Where Colin was wrong.
Maybe I just got too high on the Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray because they were so much fun to watch. But in the last 2 weeks, they've scored 12 points against Detroit and 16 against the Colts. And here's the thing, is the offense with Kingsbury, it feels one-dimensional. The Rams, when Matt Stafford struggled yesterday, they still run the ball. If Carson Wentz is struggling, the Colts can run the ball. If Jimmy Garoppolo is struggling, Niners can run the ball. If Kyler's not right, this offense isn't right. It's very dependent on him. A little bit like Seattle, by the way, and Russell Wilson. Very dependent on one guy. And right now, they're not as good as the Rams right now. I don't think they're right now this morning as good as San Francisco if they played.
Where Colin was right.
When the Colts were 1-3, 1-4 earlier this year, we said, don't panic. They historically start slow. This team has too many good players, too good of a head coach. Their offensive line's right. Their defensive line's right. They've got cap space. They're going to be fine. And yes, they are. By the way, since they went 0-3, remember that? They've only lost one game in regulation. They are a playoff team. The culture is perfect. Hard Knocks has illustrated what they're all about. You would run through a wall for this coaching staff. And several of their players are also really good leaders. Carson Wentz is actually a little awkward. He doesn't have a ton of presence. It's one of those teams where they got a talented quarterback, but they're certainly not led by him. He's not their emotional leader or their physical leader. And a lot of people sold their Colt stock. We did not.
Where Colin was wrong.
But I had the Washington football team being an ugly 10-7 and winning their division. And I was very much an advocate of Ron Rivera. But now their defense is terrible. And it's been terrible most of the year. They're 30th in total defense. Last night you had teammates, one teammate swinging at another teammate. That was the most lopsided loss. This used to be the best rivalry in the NFL. It absolutely was. Washington and Dallas, when I was a kid for about 20 years, well, I wasn't a kid for 20 years, but it was the best rivalry in the NFL. That was the most lopsided score in the history of the franchise. The owner's obviously an F, but right now Ron Rivera is struggling, the culture's bad, and they're getting worse over time, and a lot of that's got to be on the coach.
Where Colin was right.
We said this a couple years ago, you got to get a succession plan for Pittsburgh, okay? He's not aging well. We know his off-season workouts. He doesn't commit at the line of scrimmage during the off-season. And we called it for years. They have no succession plan. And what you're seeing with the Pittsburgh Steelers offense is when somebody clings to the past. Listen, we're not saying it's easy. You generally don't go from Favre to Aaron Rodgers. You don't go from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. Like, that's not the way it works. We get the bumpy years, but they have no succession plan. And even in the win, did you notice this? The one thing you could always rely on with Ben was his arm. It wasn't his accuracy or his pre-snap decisions. It was the arm. Even in that Kansas City win, he doesn't have it. Like, it's the end of a season, and he doesn't have the cannon.
Where Colin was wrong.
Well, I have been a supporter of Vic Fangio in Denver. I keep saying, yeah, they don't look like they're poorly coached, but this offense, I mean, they have tremendous running back talent, and they can't run the ball, and they can't stop the run. I mean, good God, they were outrushed by the Raiders, and the Raiders are, you know, they are going in a million directions, a splintered team. They had 18 yards rushing. Raiders had 180 yards rushing. And when I watched Denver and Vic Fangio, I said, watching yesterday, I felt like, okay, it's time. Like, they did not go big at quarterback. They're not creative. It feels stale. And frankly, it feels like the culture of football is moving away from an older defensive coach, Vic Fangio. And I've been a supporter, but I'm wrong.
Where Colin was right.
Giants and Jets do not have a Pro Bowl player. The two teams in L.A. have, what, 12? I've been on this for several years. New York has the worst professional sports footprint in the country. Everybody underachieves. Everybody is overhyped. The Jets and the Giants are poorly run. And I think some of this is, it's hard to live in New York, and they don't attract the best front office executives. They don't. It's easier to live in L.A. People want to live on the beach. New York is harder. It's harsher. We also told you they would not fire Joe Judge. We said that's not the Mara family. They are patient and stubborn to a fault. But these organizations, and we had the Jets in fourth place, that's where they're going to end up. And we told you we'd give Daniel Jones until Thanksgiving, but everybody in the room by there will know what he is. And we all know what he is. But this is very predictable. Stubborn to a fault, poorly run New York sports teams remain the nation's embarrassment.
Where Colin was right.
I told you two games in, this Laker team couldn't shoot a three and could not hit a three. And they've lost five straight. And do not blame LeBron James. He's been fantastic. It's unbelievable. LeBron's given you 32, 10, and 5 during this streak, this five-game losing streak. But they don't shoot the three particularly well unless LeBron's hot. And they are 21st in defending the three. And Frank Vogel loves his bigs and loves his defense. And he has him 27th in defense. So this coaching staff, this is their strength. It's not offensive creativity. Vogel's a defensive guy. He did it in Indy. He did it with the Lakers in the bubble, and they won the title. The offense is essentially, watch it. Joy did. Give it to LeBron and cross your fingers. That is just not the NBA today. It is spacing. It is shooting. And they don't have it. They're really an old, boring NBA roster in a vibrant city of spectacularly entertaining professional franchises. The Lakers are the dud. Colin Wright, Colin Wrong, brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. Be a sub above. So it's, we always say that people make decisions before they're public. Like your boss will make a decision. Your wife will make a decision. NFL GMs make a decision. I was texting with a few GMs over the weekend. They're like, Andrew Berry in Cleveland is really smart. Kevin Stefanski, they're really smart guys. Baker ain't it. Like this isn't it. There is a huge gap between not elevating your team enough. Like Kirk Cousins, like you kind of feel like he doesn't get them to another level. All right. But I don't feel like Kirk Cousins is getting in the way of them. They're not going to beat Green Bay. They shouldn't beat Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. But like this Cleveland roster is good. This is a really good roster. It's very similar. You could make this argument. It's very similar to Dallas, where you have a playmaker in every unit. I mean, star running back, capable tight ends, dependable veteran receiver, all pros on the interior of the offensive line. I described Dallas and Cleveland. Shutdown corner, Denzel Ward, Trayvon Diggs. Very good edge rusher, a great player in the defensive line, a young rookie linebacker. Now, Micah Parsons is better than Cleveland's, but a young star rookie linebacker. What's the difference? Dak doesn't get in the way of wins. He just doesn't make mistakes. He's rarely spectacular, but Dak doesn't get in the way of his team. Like Baker just got in the way of his team. He leads the NFL in picks since he entered the league. Just can't do that. There's a big difference between not being able to go to the next level. You're limited. A lot of people are. There's another thing, getting in the way of your family, getting in the way of your franchise, getting in the way of your roster. When OBJ's dad came out and released that video, you do that when you know you'll get support in the room. Like you do that when you know guys in the room know this. Like, you just don't do that as a dad, because that means son's telling him, man, this thing ain't right. And then you watch Odell go to the Rams, and he's open all the time, and he's getting a touchdown every game. Like I'm not trying to pick on people here, but it's like you cannot fool players. You can fool me. You can fool media. You can't fool players. Like, those Cleveland players know. They were in that game. We got as good of players as Green Bay. We are running the ball at will. We are stronger than them up front. You're not fooling that Cleveland locker room. Those guys all know. They're in that game. So you cannot get in the way of a franchise. You can't get the bag. You got to move on. You got to go get a Derek Carr. You got to make a move, Jimmy G, whatever it is. You got to move off it. All right, good stuff. Live in Los Angeles on a Monday. It's The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
It's WWE's biggest moments from the biggest events of the year. Friday Night SmackDown presents WWE's Top 10 Moments of 2021. Friday, 8 Eastern, only on FS1.
Faherty, founded by twin brothers. Casual clothes, totally comfortable. 20% off if you go to FahertyBrand.com/herd, code HERD20, SmackDown Friday. So, you know, we Joey and I talk about this. If in this business of radio TV, I've always had a theory that I'll hire smart and I'll teach you stuff. You can figure it out. I don't necessarily need to hire a radio person. I'll hire a smart person. I'll teach you radio. I just want smart people making smart decisions. So as Kansas City struggled all year, my takeaway was always, well, Andy Reid's smart, Spags is smart, and Patrick Mahomes is smart. They'll figure it out. Like, smart people figure it out. If you think about decisions, how many decisions we make a day, think about this. So we all know, if you count like picking up that spoon or pen, we make hundreds. But let's say you make 10 decisions a day, semi-crucial. Okay, that's 70 a week. That's 280 a month. Now think about that. If you're a smart person, 280 decisions, 260 you get right. If you're less smart, 280 decisions, you get 140 right. That's a big gap. And so with Kansas City, it was never about they're doomed. It was Just give them more time. They're daily decisions. They'll comprehend it. They'll see it. They'll figure it out. And they have. And Kansas City looks like the best team in the league. And with that, Jeff Schwartz, former NFL offensive lineman, 8 years in the NFL. His brother was a great tackle for the Chiefs. Was there ever a point with Kansas City, though, Jeff, that because it was not a 1 or a 2 week blip. It was about six Yes. weeks of this isn't right at all. Were you ever concerned?
I was a little bit concerned. As I started losing, I said, hey, guys, so slow down, everyone. To your point, right? Quality coaches, Super Bowl winning coaches, players have won Super Bowls. They're not going to panic. But got to a point where the turnovers just didn't stop. I figured at some point the luck would turn around. And I lost a little bit of faith after that Titans loss. I will say that. Right? It was 27-3. Everything fell apart. And then slowly they started to rebuild it, right? Let's start with the offense. Mahomes has looked more comfortable as the offensive line has continued to get better. They might have the best center in the NFL, Creed Humphrey, as a rookie. They're just continuing to feel more comfortable. They're finding ways to beat cover two. But more defensively, Colin, I never believed they'd be the worst defense ever. They're too talented and too well-coached for that to happen. They made changes, right? The Ingram trade was huge. He's been a huge addition. They put Chris Jones back inside, who leads the NFL in pressures since week eight. They got Sorensen out of the lineup. They played more zone coverage. They look like the 2019 team that won the Super Bowl more than the team last year. Remember, the team last year at the end of the season didn't cover games, right? They struggled to finish games. This team looks like the team in 2019 who's playing great defense, forcing turnovers, and being very methodical on offense.
So, you know, I was watching Green Bay and Cleveland, and I've been on Green Bay for joy is my witness for 2 months. I mean, they're overcoming stuff, but now point differential matters. You got to be able to knock teams out. Their point differential is middle of the pack in the NFL. It's plus 59. 43 of that is two wins over the Bears and one over Detroit. Bad teams. And I'm like, they're in games. Cleveland threw four picks and had a chance to win the game. I look at this Green Bay team and I'm like, they're the boxer who doesn't knock anybody out. And you get to the 10th round and they're leading, but they're holding on. What do you make as an offensive lineman? Their defensive front. Aaron can be spotty. What do you make of them right now?
Well, there really is the nitpick, right? Is they're just not finishing games, especially the last 2 weeks against a beat up Raven team and again a Brown team, as you mentioned, it was -4 in the turnover margin. So if that's the only nitpick, you have to feel that they can get, you know, overcome that in the playoffs, especially as the one seed. But getting healthy would be great, right? Adding David Bakhtiari back to lineup, adding Jerry Alexander back to lineup. When he left the lineup, the defense has been much worse. That's been a problem of theirs. We saw last year, they kind of had the same way of playing last season, and it caught up to them in the NFC Championship game. So they have to find a way to make sure it doesn't happen. But their offense, Colin, tends to be very slow, methodical, prodding. So I think that's part of the reason why it's harder for them to put away teams. And on the flip side, again, their pass defense has not been as good since Alexander has been out. They have to decide this week, I believe, to activate him or not. So if they get him back, I would look differently at Green Bay. But if they have the one seed again, it's just one win to host the NFC Championship game, again, at Lambeau Field, and you have to feel good. In the third straight year of being this game, they finally break through and win one.
So, listen, the Cowboys are, I guess you could argue, they're always over-discussed, but they are dynamic. And, you know, if for all the misgivings of Mike McCarthy, he kind of gets out of the way, and Dak doesn't throw it down the field, but he never turns it over. And you start looking at all these units and all their playmakers, and I'm like, yeah, I think they're a Super Bowl bubble team. That's what I feel like this morning. What say you?
100% agreement here. If I told you that a team heading the playoffs had a ferocious pass rush, which they do, forced a bunch of turnovers on defense, and had a good pass defense, when Teron Smith comes back at left tackle, a top-of-the-tier offensive line, all the weapons they have, and a quarterback, to your point, who doesn't turn over, you'd be like, sign me up. That's a team that can win the NFC. Now, if you add in Dak Prescott, possibly getting, let's say, week 18 off to rest his calf, he comes back into the playoffs more renewed, more refreshed, running the ball a little bit more and taking those chances down the field. And now you have a much different playoff team, right? You have a team that's even better. So to me, it's all about Dak Prescott. It's can Dak the next couple of weeks get healthier, move a little bit more in the pocket, kind of get back to making some of those plays. And if Teron Smith comes back at left tackle, that's a huge addition for them as well. So I'm with you. They're the only team in the NFC I can see taking down either Tampa Bay or Green Bay and preventing that rematch from happening.
So I said it's hard for me not to fall in love with Buffalo. We've all got a favorite movie or a favorite relationship where they just kind of suck you back in for whatever reasons. And Buffalo's this team. They lost to the Jags. They can't run the football. But then I watch them against New England, and I'm like, you just can't. Josh Allen just does stuff you can't stop. And it's like, I'm sorry, but I mean, that fourth and one, New England's got it defended perfectly, yeah. And he still gains 8 yards. What do you make of Buffalo? No run game to speak of, although they did commit a little more against the Patriots. What do you make of them?
So if Buffalo gets that Josh Allen, the one we're watching right now, they can win the AFC. The problem, Colin, has been they haven't gotten that Josh Allen every game, right? So that's been the concern, is that we haven't seen the Josh Allen from 2020 in every game. We saw it Sunday. And if he's making plays like that, they can beat anyone in the NFL. Defensively, they were playing really well till White got hurt, their best corner. It's been a little suspect since then, but they still do enough defensively. But I would be concerned against Kansas City to rush the passer. Same problem they had last season against the Chiefs. And if Josh Allen kind of had some of those YOLO plays against the Chiefs defense, they have to connect on those. But that guy yesterday, he made some fabulous throws, some great throws, off platform, hitting guys in stride. They're the team in the AFC I would watch out for, but they need that Josh Allen from yesterday.
Yeah. So finally, if I say today, you have some misgivings about Green Bay. I get asked this all the time. Who do you like in the Super Bowl? And I said, one of the stories that's not getting a ton of play, but Cam Akers is coming back for the Rams. And I'm like, that's huge. So now they have two quality running backs, and OBJ has clearly seamlessly fit into the offense. I know they're big city LA and we talk about them a lot, but I sat there and I watched them yesterday. I'm like, they're not even playing well, and they're not playing Cam Akers yet. And I'm like, and they had a major offensive line COVID issue. But I'm thinking, we're paying attention. It's always who we're not paying attention to. Mahomes and Rodgers and the Cowboys and Brady. Give me your thoughts on the Rams right now.
Well, do we get three turnover Stafford? Do we get Stafford that throws arm punts in the middle of the game? Right. I mean, like, that's what it comes down to in these big moments, right? He has yet to win a playoff game. It's not his fault. He played on a bad football team, but he has yet to be in these moments. And you could argue they should have won that game 6 years ago in Dallas. I get that, Lions fans. You should have won the game, but you didn't. So he's never been in these moments before, Colin. He has said when he came over to Los Angeles, he wants to play in these moments. So let's see Stafford. If he throws an arm punt like he did in the second quarter of that game, Minnesota's not good enough to take advantage of that. Well, guess what? Dallas is, and Tampa Bay is, and Green Bay is. So it comes down to Matt Stafford. If Matt Stafford can limit mistakes in the postseason, yes, they are a dangerous football team. They play good defense. They rush, you know, Aaron Donald, obviously, to your point, offensive line good, run game good, Odell, Cooper Kupp, all great. But can Matt Stafford avoid the bad turnover? If he does, they can win. If he doesn't, they're going to lose. It's that simple for the Rams. It's up to Stafford.
Happy holidays, Jeff, to you and your family.
You
and good talking to you, buddy.
Same here. Take care. Thank you.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's not a shot necessarily on anybody, but the Odell thing just never worked. And it was a talking point from day one. Like, he was a big deal, right, in Cleveland. It's not that he's, like, wildly productive in Los Angeles. It's just how easily he's fit into the culture. Like, he's open, by the way. You know, everybody, well, he's shot. No. Odell's open all the time, and they get it to him some of the time. But they've got Sony Michel. They've got Cooper Kupp. They got Van Jefferson. They've got capable tight ends. So the Rams are a very interesting team in that you've got to be able to win more ways than one. And if bad Matt Stafford shows up, now I get Cam Akers back and Sony Michel. Like, that's what good teams do. When Tommy's off, it's Leonard Fournette. Like, Arizona has become very one-dimensional. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news!
This is the Herdline News.
Well, there's a lot going on in Tampa. Tom Brady and the Bucs did secure their spot in the postseason this weekend. Dominated the Panthers, who are a disaster. Oh. A disaster.
Okay, so Urban Meyer and Matt Rhule, we know they're very good college coaches.
Right.
But what Matt Rhule is doing with quarterback, you want to say, Matt, this is not college
football. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. Can we say it's nonsense? This is not college.
It's just insane.
I can see if you have a situation where, you know, a quarterback has thrown 5 interceptions or something egregious. Like, it's okay, like, throw the towel, all right?
Right.
But they're both okay. Sometimes bad, Sometimes they'll complete a
Cam
pass.
Cam and Darnold, yeah.
Like, what are you doing? The quarterback is the quarterback. There's no consistency whatsoever. Yeah. This is not college. You're not trying to see who the future is. It's crazy. Yeah. It's unexplainable.
Yeah, no, it's I really do. I really think Matt Rhule. It's one thing to lose in this league, but the optics, the aesthetics for the Panthers right now are so bad. They look disordered. They fired an OC. They can't figure out the quarterback position. If you don't have an identity, you can be limited. You've got to have an identity. I mean, Cleveland, for all of their problems, has an identity. It's like, run the ball. You've got to do something offensively well. When you're an offensive coach, he's an offensive guy, and they're lost offensively.
Look, there's some dysfunctional teams in this league. We're going to talk about the Texans in a moment. But at the point in which you're able to win with Davis Mills... Okay, I mean, I don't understand it. It's really chaotic. But the Bucs are in the playoffs, and this is the first franchise's first time winning the division since 2007. Remember, they didn't win the division last year. But they have an unbelievable amount of players out. So Antonio Brown and Ted catches for 101 yards. Tom had an okay day, 18 of 30, 232 yards and a touchdown. But they are missing Leonard Fournette with a hamstring, Mike Evans with a hamstring, Chris Godwin's obviously out for the year with a torn ACL, Rashad Perryman's on the COVID list, Lavonte David's out with foot injury, Jason Pierre-Paul, shoulder injury, Antoine Winfield Jr. with a foot injury, and Bruce Arians said that Shaq Barrett sprained his MCL and ACL and is out for 2 games, so hopefully he'll be back for the playoffs. This is kind of where everyone is at this point.
Yeah, I don't want to hear excuses. Like, the Colts were down 9 starters at Arizona and won.
I don't want to get like hyperbolic because I feel like we kind of are in the moment when it comes to injuries. But every year I'm like, I feel like there's a lot of injuries this year, but maybe it's just like
a lot of injuries. Yeah,
and the COVID thing is obviously a major issue for a lot of teams. And everyone's trying to figure out their way with all of it. But yeah, it feels like there's more bad news for the Bucs every single week.
Yeah.
But they're figuring it out. The Rams are also headed to the postseason. They clinched a playoff berth in their 30-23 win over the Vikings and also moved into first place in the NFC West. We were just talking about Matthew Stafford, not his best outing, 3 interceptions, a season high. But after the game, said it was good to get a team win despite a less than spectacular passing game. He was 21 of 37 for 197 yards, 1 touchdown, and 3 interceptions. But Sony Michel had 27 carries for 131 yards.
He was great. Sony was great.
Cooper Kupp had 10 catches for 109 yards. And Odell had 4 catches for 37 yards and a touchdown. This is not going to work in the postseason, though. And this is my question with Matthew Stafford since he's come to
fair,
LA.
Totally fair question. Big moments. He's a lot closer to Carson Wentz some days than you want to admit. His thing is lack of consistency. He can be absolutely great and awful. That's my Carson Wentz, where I feel with Matt Stafford, you've got to manage him more than anybody wants to admit. Now, I'm not saying for most quarterbacks that's true, but I think Matt's at his best throwing 32 times. I think when they feel like they've got to throw it more, is we have to be honest with Matt. There's a number here. You get him to a certain number of throws, and he has such great arm trust. He trusts his arm so much, he makes bad throws. He takes too many big risks.
Well, I think in most situations, and we were just talking about this earlier, like the word manage sounds bad.
Right.
But you really do want to manage the offense. You want to have a balanced offense. You want to be able to run the ball. It's not like you can have spectacular games like Joe Burrow did this week, and that's great. But that's not sustainable. You're not going to do that. You're not going to throw the ball that much every single game against every single opponent and have that kind of success. You have to be able to adjust as well. And as time goes on, you're playing on road games. Like, you want to be able to have a balanced offense. You don't want to have to rely on your quarterback in any of these situations. You want a guy who can make the big play. Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
Stafford can do that.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
In the big moment. We've seen those guys do it in the big moment. That's my question with Matthew Stafford. Like, you can't fall apart like this in the postseason. It's not going
to
work.
Well, you also have to kind of shift your brain. In Detroit, he had to carry his team.
Right.
He's now moving into a situation where he doesn't have to carry his team. And so the part of this is him just being like, live for another day. Throw the ball away. Yeah, and he doesn't.
Just survive.
Yeah.
So the Chargers are on the outside of the playoff picture thanks to a surprising loss to the Texans. Houston played their best game of the year. Season high 41 points. and took advantage of the Chargers' three turnovers. Justin Herbert had two of them, including a pick six at the end of the fourth quarter, to seal their seventh loss of the season. So now there are three teams in the AFC tied at 8-7. The Ravens own the tiebreaker over the Chargers, and the Chargers own the tiebreaker over the Raiders. So even if the Chargers win their remaining two divisional games against the Broncos and at the Raiders, they'll still need the Ravens to lose at least one of their remaining games. The Ravens play the Rams, and then they play the Steelers. So not entirely up to them if they make the playoffs at this point. That was a really bad performance, though. I mean, shout out to the Texans. Like,
listen, Dolphins tonight. Dolphins beat...
Yes.
The Saints tonight, they're 8-7. And remember, they host New England in the final weekend. And if you watch the way the Dolphins play, they're a little New England light. And the Patriots have always struggled down in Miami. I remember a couple years ago, they lost their last game. New England did. So this Dolphins team, again, like the Colts, we all buried them through October. I think the Dolphins win tonight.
It's a very big game tonight, Dolphins Saints.
It's a huge game for Miami. Tua's on display. They're very New England, lower ceiling, defense, special teams, run the ball. But keep your eye on the Dolphins here. Like, when I look at all those teams in the hunt, to me, the Chargers and the Dolphins have an identity. Chargers are big risk, throw it over the top. I like their coach. Dolphins are conservative, win with defense, field position. I like their coach. So if I had to guess today, who feels like a playoff team? Who has an identity of the in-the-hunt teams? The Chargers, Dolphins. Like, right now, Baltimore does not feel like a playoff team.
Well, also, I mean, they don't have Lamar Jackson healthy. So, yeah. Despite all the talent that they have and what they were looking like at the beginning of the season, if Lamar's not out there, you know, They're just treading water.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Well, you've heard me talk about my favorite shoe brand, Wolf and Shepherd. I went Wolf and Shepherd today, Swift Knits, with no socks. It's the holidays. Anne's not home. It's edgy, Colin. No socks with my Wolf and Shepherd shoes. They feel like sneakers, and yet they're dress shoes. So Steve Nash, next time you're watching a Brooklyn Nets game, he's wearing them on the sidelines. Dress shoes are stiff. They can be clunky. I've got wide feet, so I don't like dress shoes. But there are times I have a business dinner or I'm going out. My wife doesn't want me in sneakers. There's where Wolf and Shepherd changed the industry, that made dress shoes literally as comfortable and agile as sneakers. They've got a new catalog now, beautiful merch filled with shoes for all your needs. Look and feel great. You could run a half marathon in these things. Do me a favor and head to wolfandshepherd.com. Check them out today. Amazingly comfortable shoes, Shepherd. wolfandshepherd.com.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door, because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. 200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
So as I was watching the Green Bay game, you have to be careful as a coach. You build up certain equity with players. And there's an old saying in football that you can lose a game, you can't lose the locker room. And Kevin Stefanski, I think, is a very good play caller and a very bright guy. But I think he's in danger of losing the locker room as he keeps selling them on Baker. And, I mean, if you looked at that game, I'm looking at the box score. If you reverse quarterbacks in this game and gave Aaron to Cleveland, they win 42-7. Cleveland had better players. Cleveland has five Pro Bowlers and four Pro Bowl alternates. They have nine guys that are Pro Bowl-level players. I mean, Wyatt Teller and Joel Botonio on the offensive line are as good as anybody in the league. Nick Chubb is as good as anybody in the league. Miles Garrett, Denzel Ward, Jarvis Landry. These are really, and they draft well. And there's John Johnson in the secondary, who during the game is literally tweeting, run the ball. Like, there's a reason when Odell's dad called out Baker, he didn't get any pushback from the players. You cannot lose this locker room. This roster is stacked. I mean, when I would say during the preseason, I said, this is a top three roster. I didn't get any pushback. I wasn't calling Houston a top three roster. Like, this roster is absolutely stacked. And Baker is not an accurate quarterback in the NFL. He's had four coaches. He completes about 62% of his throws. He leads the NFL in picks. So I've always said, I don't like his judgment. His brand is bigger than his game. But I mean, if you looked at that game by just handing the ball off and throwing screen passes, Cleveland had 260 yards. The throwing part, 138 and four picks. So you got to be careful about this. You can start losing players fast because you can't fool them. Everybody in that Cleveland locker room knows he's our least talented guy. I mean, you start looking at this team, and it's very much the Cowboys. If I said, team's got a shutdown great corner, Dallas Cleveland. Great edge rusher, Dallas Cleveland. Tremendous young rookie linebacker from a big, Power Five conference, Penn State, Notre Dame. It's both. a dependable veteran receiver, Amari Jarvis Landry, better than average tight ends, star running back, multiple Pro Bowlers in the offensive line. They're best running over passing. Like, check, 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 check. Like, it's a lot of the same team. I mean, you look at that Dallas roster, and the difference is the Dallas quarterback's not getting in the way of it. And, you know, to Baker's credit, he acknowledged it after the game. But it that's a bad look. That's the kind of thing where, and I've said this for the last several weeks, there was a stretch that was going to happen for Baker when he was facing contemporaries. Well, what does Joe Burrow look like now in that division? Like, that's what Andrew Berry's thinking. I got to face Joe Burrow. Well, I got to have somebody close to Joe Burrow. You can't keep overcoming a deficiency at quarterback. I mean, Burrow's got Zach Taylor. We don't know if Zach Taylor's a great coach. Every 3 weeks, you look up with Joe Burrow. Smarter, better decisions, gets out of the way, gets the ball to the right people. Here's Baker after the loss.
It was just missed throws, uncharacteristic, and I hurt this team. So that's the most frustrating thing for me, because I thought our defense played tremendous against a really, really good offense. But when you turn the ball over on your own territory in the red zone and around midfield and give them extra opportunities, they're going to take advantage of it.
Meanwhile, Kansas City, we all know in America, nobody would deny this, we have income inequality. We have an income gap. I don't think there's any question about that. But there's a lot of gaps in America. We have a decision-making gap. You can see with COVID how people have handled it. Some of the income gap is unfair treatment. Some of the income gap could be decision-making gap. People get in their own way. I look at Kansas City, and this is I say this all the time. Little becomes big in America. If you look, let's say you want yourself, the next year, I want to lose weight. You don't really have to change your diet. If you stopped eating at 4 p.m. like I do every day. I can't stop. I have to have a cookie at 4. That cookie becomes, over the course of a year, 3 pints of bacon grease. One cookie at 4 every day. I've done this before on the air. It becomes 3 pints of bacon grease. Is that little becomes big. And that those daily decisions you make that seem, you know what, I think I'm going to take this exit. I'm going to interview this person. Just little daily things we all do. You make so many of them, they become hugely influential to a company or a team. That's why judgment is wildly underrated. Decision-making gap. Some organizations make bad decisions daily, and they're all drafting top 10. So Kansas City is a great example. They were lost offensively 6 weeks ago. I mean, they were lost. And we kept saying, okay, Andy Reid's really smart, and the GM's smart, and the quarterback's smart, and Spags is smart, and they've got, like, really functional players. And you look up, and you're like, oh, okay. Oh, they're really good again. And, I mean, the Patriots have not had a number one pick in a draft since 1993. And yet, down for a year, and what does New England do? 1 year, they reboot, and they're good again. Now, I don't think New England's a Super Bowl team. But the big difference between a lot of these sports teams is just these daily decisions and these little cookie there and a little cookie there and a little chips and salsa here. And all of a sudden you look up and you're like, the hell, what's happening? It's like little becomes big. And this is a great example of Kansas City has just every week gotten like 6% better on offense, 6% better and better decisions. And you look up and you're like, yeah, it's the best team in the league. And so, you know, I had Jimmy Johnson on this show, it could have been 3 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I was surprised by the answer, because Jimmy was known as a great constructor of rosters. And I've asked Jimmy Johnson this before, and I say, like, if I said to you, what's the most important thing you look for in a player? And Jimmy always says the same thing, smart guys. Like, I don't want to have to keep teaching you the obvious stuff, like daily decisions by players and executives and coaches, just little stuff. You forget how many decisions you make. Watch Kansas City in 6 weeks solve their, and their offense was bad. Like, they didn't run the ball. They couldn't come. It was bad. New England down for a year, right back up. Smart people. It's not linear. Trees don't grow to the sky. You're going to have bad weeks. You're going to have bad stretches, but they rebound really quickly. They solve their issues really quickly by simply solving the decision-making gap. There's a lot of gaps in America. Some of it is on each one of us to make better decisions. Just the daily grind every day in Kansas City has done it over 6 weeks. You know, Joy and I talked about this earlier. Denver's going to fire their coach probably and have to hire a new one, and Chicago's going to probably fire it, is that you're going to see organizations now, a lot of decisions being made by organizations. And I would go back to I respect Mike Tomlin. I respect Pete Carroll. I respect Vic Fangio. I respect Mike Zimmer. Like, these are really good. I really believe they're good coaches. But you start looking around this league right now and take Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Cincinnati chose a young offensive guy. Some thought, myself included, a little too young. Look at how they've developed all their offensive players. Their receivers, their backs, their offensive line, their quarterback. If you look at the Steelers, who have a defensive coach, they have great young receivers. They have a great young back. They're rebuilding their offense. They're a mess. Now, you could just say it's Burrow, Big Ben, but Big Ben's had some good weeks this year. It's not all been bad Ben like yesterday. I mean, he's falling apart now, but he's had some very good weeks. But it goes back to all these teams now. You start looking around this league, it is dominated by offensive coaches. So the good news is, I don't remember a year with this many great offensive candidates. But it's look at the current AFC playoff teams. The Chiefs, Tennessee is the outlier, and so is Buffalo. But Buffalo's in a division where all the coaches are defensive. And you go over to the NFC playoff teams, it's all offense. So big decisions for the Bears and big decisions for all these teams and Denver and I think Minnesota. But it's very clear what's happening. It's all in your hands. And I think Pete Carroll and Mike Tomlin are Hall of Famers and really good. But some of this Pittsburgh situation, it's on Tomlin. And a lot of this Seattle mess, it's on Pete. This is now back-to-back bad coordinator hires offensively by Pittsburgh. And maybe it's Russell Wilson, maybe it's the O-line, but they keep making all these moves in Seattle. The offense is still overwhelmingly dependent on Russell Wilson. It's time. I'm not sure in Pittsburgh. I'd stay with Tomlin, but I do think in Denver, I think in Minnesota, I think in Seattle, it's right in front of you. Decision-making. Go offense. Hour three next.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.